Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Friends, welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. We will be getting your calls in our next segment and hopefully talking to Dr. David Bernstein at the bottom of the hour about his book, The Power of Five. And good news and bad news, you're old. I've got some good news, bad news, you're old. I love that title. Those are his two books. Dr. Bernstein's been on the program previously, and hopefully we'll get him. He's scheduled for this evening. And we'll have him on at the bottom of the hour if we can get a hold of him. If not, we'll just get to your calls, 844-236-6010 for the entire program. But hopefully we'll get Dr. Bernstein. 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you want to purchase longevity products, you can call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Also, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, 866-735-2470. Or you can head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com, or our Bright Side webpage, brightsideben.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, as well as a join the team link that you can hit if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we will get your calls in our next segment, and hopefully we'll have Dr. David Bernstein on at the bottom of the hour. If not, we'll continue talking about SIBO and bile and get your phone calls as well, 844-236-6010. And SIBO and bile is indeed what we have been talking about for a while, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, in my opinion, also known as dysbiosis, in my opinion, the reason for chronic degenerative diseases at their most fundamental level. That is, at the most fundamental level, Parkinson's disease and autoimmune disease and neurological issues and dementia issues and immune issues and respiratory issues and cardiovascular issues and on and on and on. At their root, you're dealing with a dysbiosis issue. That should be good news and that should be bad news. The good news is that just simply by working on your digestive health and working on your intestinal health, you can go a long way, certainly much further than your doctor can go by using drugs and by using surgical procedures and all the other tools of the modern medical model. You can go a lot further by using digestive health strategies when it comes to reversing your chronic degenerative diseases. And the bad news is, of course, there's nothing really that the medical model could do. And they admit it. That's no knock on the medical model. They admit that there's nothing they could do for psoriasis or Parkinson's disease or autoimmune diseases. They admit it in terms of not, they just say there's nothing you could do, but they don't admit it in terms of what the real cause is. They blame it on your genetics, or they'll blame it on, I don't know what else, viruses or bacteria, or they'll blame or outside invaders somehow. But they won't blame it on the intestine, on dysbiosis, on SIBO, on where the soil of the body is. Your diseases are like leaves on a tree or fruit on a tree, and the soil that that tree grows in is the soil of your intestinal bacteria. It's no mere coincidence that the bacteria are the most powerful components of the soil and the ground, and the bacteria are also the most powerful elements of the soil of the body, which is in the intestine. So last program we talked about bile. We talked about how important bile is as an antimicrobial for controlling SIBO, for keeping SIBO under control. Biosynthesis, we said, requires specific nutrients, the amino acids taurine and glycine, both of which are found in animal foods in abundance. Glycine is found in vegetarian foods and vegan foods also, like beans and seeds and mushrooms and grains. Taurine is not, however. Taurine is only found in animal foods. If you're a vegetarian or vegan, you might want to consider supplementing with taurine. I don't know if vegans or vegetarians believe in supplementing with animal amino acids, but if you're depriving yourself of taurine, if you're not getting taurine, you're missing out on one of the most important building blocks for bile, as well as an important cardiovascular amino acid, as well as an important brain health amino acid, as well as an important skin health amino acid. I use taurine in my surfactants. That is the detergents that I choose to use for my cleansing formulas. Always have taurine in them. Taurine is a skin hydrator, in addition to being a wonderful cardiovascular and brain and eye-protecting amino acid. The Ultimate Enzymes will get you some bile salts, so use your Ultimate Enzymes if you're interested in boosting your bile. Lecithin granules can help liquefy your bile, and sludgy bile is also a cause of can also be related to SIBO and be the cause of degenerative health challenges. Bile, by the way, is a detoxifying substance. It's not just important for the digestive system. It's important for detoxification. And many drugs, prescription drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, are eliminated in the bile. Old hormones are eliminated in the bile. And on top of all that, the bile is recirculated. So the bile goes out from your gallbladder into your intestine, and then it goes from the intestine to the liver, back into the gallbladder, and then back into the to the intestine, and then back to the liver and the gallbladder, back to the intestine, back to the liver and the gallbladder. That circulation of bile can result in sludginess, and this is where stones come from. Gallstones come from. Gallstones are a sign that as that bile is doing this circulatory dance from the gallbladder to the intestine, to the liver, to the gallbladder, to the intestine, and it's doing this circle, it's picking up dirt. And it's starting to get thicker and thicker and thicker. Sludgy bile is behind gallstones. And where does that dirt come from? It comes from food intolerances. Eating the wrong foods, basically, and as well as dysbiosis, as well as SIBO. Yes. And SIBO, by the way, can also make bile less effective because there are bacteria that can break up bile before it has a chance to act on foods. And that can leave fats, particularly, sitting around in the intestine a little bit longer than they should because they're not being emulsified and they're not being processed and they're not being absorbed. And that, of course, will end up feeding bacteria more, causing more SIBO. You'll see how this whole thing could tumble out of control. And in many people, it does. If your stools are light-colored or greasy or floating, that can indicate you got problems with your bile. If you have diarrhea and constipation that alternate, that can indicate bile issues, loss of appetite, indigestion, nausea, especially nausea after meals or abdominal pain after meals. Those can indicate bile issues or gallbladder issues for that matter, especially if the pain is in the middle or the upper right part of the abdomen. Sometimes patients who have bile issues or gallbladder issues will experience right shoulder pain. And that's kind of interesting. You say, what the heck? Why would I have right shoulder pain if I got a gallbladder problem or I have a bile problem? Well, it turns out that there's a nerve that runs from the abdomen to the shoulder and the neck area. It's called the phrenic nerve. And if you notice that after you eat fatty foods or after you eat a fatty meal, that you feel pain in your neck or your right shoulder area, that may be a sign that you're dealing with gallbladder issues or bile issues, and you may want to do something about that. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. And we'll get your calls in this segment and maybe in the next couple of segments if we don't get our guest on, Dr. David Bernstein. I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. You're old. That's the title of his book. I love that. And it is good news and bad news if you're getting old. It's good news in the sense that you don't have to worry about this, a lot of the same things that you have to worry about when you're younger, but it's bad news because you got to worry about different things when you get older. Hopefully we'll talk to Dr. Bernstein at the bottom of the hour. If not, 844-236-6010 is our number. So bile synthesis and bile secretion and healthy bile flow are one of the more underappreciated aspects of digestive health. I've always been fascinated with bile as a digestive liquid, but also as a detoxifying liquid. We study bile a lot in pharmacy school because it's one of the ways drugs are cleared out of the body. Also, old hormones are cleared out of the body using bile, and making sure that your bile is clean and liquidy and fluidy is very important as bile recirculates from the intestine back to the liver and the gallbladder and then through the intestine again. It can get sludgy, and that's one of the reasons why hormones start to build up. You know, you hear a lot of estrogen in particular is eliminated from the bile. And you hear a lot of people talking about estrogen, at least in the healthcare world, you hear a lot of people talking about estrogen as being a problem, estrogen as being a source or a cause of a lot of health challenges. Estrogen is a immune activating molecule. It's a pro-inflammatory molecule, and this is the reason why most chronic degenerative diseases affect women more than men, especially autoimmune diseases and inflammatory diseases in general. There's a really horrific inflammatory disease called fibromyalgia, which is when your whole body aches. Your whole body feels like you just had the most intense workout you ever had, even if you're not working out. Your whole body is sore. It can happen to women after they have their menstrual cycle or somewhere. It's usually associated with the menstrual cycle. At least it flares up in the menstrual cycle, although some women have it just the entire month. They have fibromyalgia, and fibromyalgia only or most typically affects women. 90% of fibromyalgia patients are women, and it is an estrogen issue. And it's still not recognized as an estrogen issue, although it's quite obviously an estrogen issue, just simply by the fact that most people who have fibromyalgia are of the female variety. That alone tells you that you're dealing with an estrogen issue, but it's not recognized as such by the mainstream. So what does estrogen have to do with SIBO? Well, a lot, because as it turns out, that not only is estrogen cleared out of the intestine, out of the body by bile, but estrogen is also processed in the intestine by a group of bacteria, a complex of bacteria that are referred to as the estrobilome. Estrobolome, estrobolome. We've talked about it a little bit, and you really don't hear a lot of folks talking about the estrobolome very much yet. But I predict in the coming months, in the coming years, you are going to be hearing about this really very fascinating complex of bacteria that lives in the small intestine. I think it lives in the large intestine, not the small intestine. In any case, the estrobolome is like an aggregate of bacteria, whose genetic byproducts, genetic proteins and enzymes, are capable of breaking down estrogen. It's like an estrogen detoxifying system. Now, as bacteria get thrown off in the intestine, well, guess what? The estrobilome gets thrown off and estrogen can build up. And so it's not so much estrogen that's the problem. It's unprocessed estrogen, or actually, to be more exact, partially processed estrogen. You see, estrogen is processed in several steps. And when it's not completely processed, a very special form of estrogen can start to build up. And that form of estrogen is called a catechol estrogen. And catechol estrogens are super duper high potency estrogens that are really, really inflammatory and super carcinogenic. Remember, estrogen is a gross substance. It makes cells divide and grow. One of its most important roles as a hormone is to make a baby. And so estrogen can cause cells to divide and grow, and superestrogen or catechol estrogen can make cells divide and grow really fast. So it's this catechol estrogen, the partially processed estrogen due to dysfunction at the level of the intestine, dysbiosis, that accounts for, in combination with poorly eliminated estrogen from bile, that accounts for this buildup of catechol estrogens. So it's not only the estrogen that is the problem, probably it's not even primarily the estrogen that's the problem, it's the catechol estrogen. And the catechol estrogen builds up, number one, when the estrobilome is messed up from dysbiosis, number two, when bile becomes sludgy and toxic from eating the wrong food or perhaps malnourishment, and number three also, from fatty liver. or from some kind of liver health issues, because the liver is also responsible for processing estrogen. And between the liver and the intestine and the gallbladder, you have three very underappreciated organs when it comes to dealing with things like endometriosis or fibromyalgia or reproductive health issues or dysmenorrhea or really any chronic health challenges that have to do with estrogen. And that includes cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, the female cancers, which are so horrific and so epidemic, really, are largely related to incomplete processing of estrogen following liver issues, intestinal issues, or gallbladder issues. And if you want to protect yourself from any of these things, or if you're a woman dealing with an autoimmune disease, even if it's something like hypothyroidism, or weight gain, or fatty liver, or a gallbladder problem, or a reproductive health problem, work on your intestine, work on your gallbladder, work on your liver by, most importantly, changing the way you eat, using digestive support supplements, things like the Longevity Ultimate Enzymes. We'll talk about some of these strategies for directly dealing with SIBO, but the Ultimate Enzymes can help. Apple cider vinegar with meals can help. I haven't talked about Longevity I-26, which is really a very underappreciated and super important supplemental strategy, using it as an important supplemental strategy for dealing with SIBO. We will be talking about that probably next week or maybe the week after. So working on your estrogen is extremely important, and the way you do that is by working the liver, the gallbladder, and the intestine. Now, there's something else that's really kind of been popping up in the world of health. We've known about it for a while, but it's becoming more and more common, and that's something called PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And surprise, surprise, polycystic ovarian syndrome is also related to SIBO. It's also related to the estrobilome, and your polycystic ovarian syndrome patient will typically have intestinal problems. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, as the name sounds, is when the ovaries develop lots of cysts. Polycysts. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Now, the first thing to think about with polycystic ovarian syndrome is insulin and blood sugar, and PCOS patients are typically treated with drugs like metformin, or sometimes they'll even give insulin, and doctors are pretty hip to the fact that PCOS is related to the digestive system, is related to a blood sugar system, but also estrogen is involved as well, and that's because the cysts make estrogen. And when you have lots of cysts in your ovaries, you're going to be making lots of estrogen. When you're making lots of estrogen, you're going to run the risks of lots of catecholestrogens. And between the catecholestrogens and the insulin and the blood sugar, that's where the PCOS patient begins to suffer all the symptoms, the horrible symptoms, really, of PCOS, which include acne, oily skin, body hair, facial hair, hair on the head coming out, reproductive health issues, infertility, really miserable spectrum of health challenges associated with the syndrome PCOS. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If we do not have Dr. Bernstein, we'll continue and we'll take your phone calls. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll return right after this.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA News Update. Former top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't foresee a repeat of 2020's COVID scenario. Speaking on ABC's This Week, he also ruled out the likelihood of a federal mask mandate despite a rise in cases.
We're having an uptick in cases, which is being reflected by an uptick about 17 or more percent in hospitalizations. There's no doubt that that is going on. It is likely that that will increase as we get into the fall.
President Biden voiced his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. The president acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China and expressed anticipation for a meeting with Chinese President Xi. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's emergency order restricting public firearm carry in Albuquerque has faced an immediate legal challenge from the National Association for Gun Rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend, evening, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. We've got the longevity products up at brightsideben.com as well as the Join the Team link you can use if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement world and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to make some money and have a win-win business opportunity. It's also a great way to just get your longevity products at the wholesale price if that's what you want. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty. Beautiful skin is healthy skin, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in just in our Truth Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. If featuring lots and lots and lots of fat-soluble vitamin C, ionic plant-derived minerals, retinol, alpha-hydroxy acids, glycogen, and never anything your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, Truth Skin Health products. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. You can find all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truth Treatments with an S. Truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. David Bernstein is a friend of the program. He's been on before. He's the author of The Power of Five, as well as the very cool title book, I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, You're Old. Tales of a Geriatrician, What to Expect in Your 60s, 70s, 80s, and Beyond. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. David Bernstein. Hey, Dr. Bernstein.
Hey, Ben. How's it going tonight?
Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on. So I want to talk about both books, really, but I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, You're Old. Number one, it's what a great title. And number two, as a 63-year-old guy, I can definitely relate to what you're talking about. So first of all, tell us what you mean by good news and bad news. What's the good news? What's the bad news?
Well, I practiced internal medicine and mainly geriatrics for 40 years. And the glass is half full and half empty at the same time. So I've got some good news, you're getting old. I got some bad news, you're getting old. But I got some good news, you're in pretty good shape for 63. You're doing all the right things. I also made it my business to give people the most optimistic look at what's going on. So if there was some bad news in their health, I'd give them some good news that there's something they can do about it. So there's always sort of a yin and yang. It's like you may be in rough shape now, but here's some things you can do to make it better.
Do you think there's something good about getting older?
I'm getting older. You're getting older. I'm enjoying
but is there
myself
some,
as
yeah.
Something good about it. I think for those of us who are doing it well, you can reflect back on how life has been, and if it was a rough life, we have an opportunity to make it better. If it was a great life, you have an opportunity to continue to enjoy it. I think if you take good care of yourself, and I would just reading up on blue zones, which is similar to the work that I wrote about, that there are things that you can look forward to. And I'll tell you personally, one of the things that's been inspiring and fun for me is in the advent of my retirement from 40 years of practicing medicine, I've had an opportunity to try to make myself even healthier. And one of those things has been interacting with other people and being more sociable. And I found that to be quite enjoyable and something that I sorely missed in the day-to-day grind of work.
Well, speaking
I don't know how you feel about that, but that's been a real charge for me.
Well, speaking of patients and your approach to people, you talk about five philosophies that you have in dealing with patients or in patient care. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, in my, I've got some good news and some bad news role, if that's what we're talking about.
Yes, yes.
I sat down and I interviewed lots of patients and I spoke to lots of groups. I consider them like focus groups. And I asked them, what were the secrets to their long and healthy and happy lives? And there were five things that came up uniformly throughout each of the sessions. And I melded it together, and it came up with the acronym GRACE, G-R-A-C-E. And I find that it's really pretty universal. And again, when I read about areas in the world of people who live long, they emulate those same five characteristics. And it also makes them resilient. So let me tell you more about it. GRACE, G-R-A-C-E, stands for goals. And people who have goals or a purpose in their life have something to get up for in the morning, something to live for, something to explore, something to make their mind better and deeper for us to develop new neural pathways called neuroplasticity, which is one of the things that helps reduce our risk for dementia. So having a purpose in life is incredibly important. And then the second R, roots, is like your DNA, your genes. And the more I read, the more I find out that genes are implicated in only about 15 to 20, 25% of what's going to happen to us. But we can certainly take a look at our bad genes and say, I'm going to overcome some bad genes here. Or you can say, my family has some good genes. I'm going to do some things to take care of them. I'm going to live a safer life. I'm really going to eat well. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do all the things so that I can have the best, not only lifespan, but health span. And I think you and I are all about living our lives as healthy as possible. We may drop dead at 99, but we'll have had a really good, healthy life up until then. And so health span is really important. And protecting our genes, our roots, is important. The third letter in grace is A for attitude, which is about gratitude and happiness and adventure. Because people who have adventure, it stimulates their lives. People who are grateful for what they have, and there's science behind all of this. If you express gratitude, it gives you release of neurochemicals that make you feel good. And expressing that, and people talk about writing a gratitude journal and writing something every night or writing something in the morning or expressing it to someone. I watch people do that to me in my office, and I thought I was going to be the recipient of their gratitude. They were going to thank me for, you know, finding their cancer, or prostate cancer, lung cancer, whatever, which wasn't very often. But I looked at their faces and their expression, and they felt so good telling me that, that they got more out of it than I did. And the more I read about it, the more I understood that that's the way it is in life. So we have goals, roots, attitude, GRAC for companionship. And companionship, and I talk about that in my Power of Five as well, but having a companion to spend your life with has been shown to extend our years, 5 or 7 years. People who are married live longer. Maybe it's because we have a spouse who says, you know, you got that cough, go to a doctor.
Or cooks for you.
Someone to share your life with.
We got to take a commercial break, Doc. I want to get to the E, and I want to start talking about the Power Five. We get to come back. We got David Bernstein. Thanks, Dr. Bernstein. Dr. David Bernstein is with us. He's got 2 books. I've got some good news and some bad news. You're old, and the Power Five. More with Dr. David Bernstein on the Bright Side right after this break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. David Bernstein. His book, You're Old. I've got some good news and bad news. You're Old and the Power of Five. Doc, before we went to break, you were talking about the GRACE, the acronym GRACE, goals, roots, attitude, C for companionship. And what about the E?
E is about environment. And I look at environment in a couple different ways. It's what's going on inside your body and what goes on outside your body. And the outside, the inside your body, I'm going to address with the power of five. But suffice it to say, it's how we interact with our environment. Do we get up in the morning and get some sun exposure because that's going to help us sleep? Do we interact with nature? Do we smell the roses, so to speak? Do we take and appreciate the plants in our area, the birds and so forth? Are we one with nature? Because that's really important. And we really get good vibes from that. And it's been shown that that's a healthy thing to do. Now, the other part of it is what we do for our body. And I envision some of those slides I use in my presentation of people doing yoga and people walking and people eating right and people meditating and people interacting with other people and how we do that in an environment that's healthy. And do we live like, and I was just out in Mountain Time last couple weeks ago. Do we live in an environment where the air is clean and we're free of pollution, or are we in a polluted city and taking in and breathing in noxious chemicals? And the same chemicals that we may put in our mouth are also part of that environment. So when I put together my acronyms, both GRACE and my Power of Five, I limit things to five things because I think people can remember five things. You can remember GRACE. Did I do all my GRACE things? Did I do all my Power of Five? Because it's really just five things.
All right, I want to get into the Power Five, which is the five categories that you can use to take control of your own the aging process. But before we get into that, what is your take on, or if you have any, what are your thoughts on the declining life expectancy in the United States over the last couple of years?
I think about it a lot, Ben, and it's really sad for me. And because I've worked in healthcare for so long, and I see part of it is I see our healthcare system not really doing healthcare. It's doing something else. It's hard for me to explain what it is, but it's not really taking care of people. And it's not really, I really lost the ability to really do things special for people to make their health spans better. I tried. I have to admit I tried. But life expectancy is going down because of the opioid epidemic. When we lose young people, it has a significant impact on life expectancies. And our life expectancies have lagged behind most European countries and Japan that are 7 to 10 years, have life expectancies 7 to 10 years longer than ours. So we just don't take care of ourselves as well. We've now lost 100,000 individuals in each of the last couple of years just due to the opioid epidemic or crisis, and that will have a negative effect on life expectancies. We lost a million people to COVID, so that's going to have an impact. But those numbers were going down before. So we have things like loneliness in our society that's affecting health and longevity, and suicidality has gone up. But we as a society don't take care of our own health. The amount of obesity in our culture, metabolic syndrome, thing that drives all of the things that I talk about, it's rampant in our society. And I have, having recently read a book called Metabolical, which I think was really great.
Oh, it's a great book. Boston. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then going on vacation, I was out in Breckenridge, and I just saw people who were overweight and obese. And they were men, they were women, they were young, they were old.
Yeah.
What I see is people not taking responsibility. Our healthcare system's not doing it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and say, come on, we're going for a walk. Here's what you're going to eat. You're not going to eat the wrong things.
Right.
By the way, did you happen to know that meal you had for breakfast is all processed? And all the good stuff, all the fiber have been eliminated and chemicals have been put in there and you don't know it. And do you know that you went to work yesterday and in the cafeteria, the first thing they offered you for breakfast was biscuits and gravy, and oatmeal was a little harder to get to, and that there was a beverage dispenser that had sugar beverages. Mm-hmm. All of those things contribute to this health problem that I will say my Power of Five formula addresses, but unless you're going to adopt it, it's not going to work. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, the other thing that if you read Metabolical as I did, is that there are these, people call them food deserts, but really he referred to it as food swamps. People can work all day and work really hard and put in a day's work, but not have the opportunity to feed their family properly, either because they don't know it or they don't have access to food other than processed foods. So there's this perpetuation in society, and it's hard to stop that boulder while it's rolling downhill.
Well, along the same lines, this idea of the food swamps and the high-calorie kind of foods that people indulge in, that really Dr. Lustig talks about activate brain chemistry in a kind of manipulative way. Do you think there's an adversarial relationship between our capitalist culture and human health and the health of the individual? It's like there's a built-in adversarial relationship there?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not sure I totally would use the word adversarial.
Their interests are not our interests, and the human being's interest to be healthy is not the same as the capitalist interest in selling and making a profit off of food.
Correct. Agreed.
So there's an adversarial relationship. They want one thing, we want another. And by they and we.
Correct.
I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, capitalism, you know, under capitalism, we're still producing tobacco in this country.
Yeah.
We're selling it in this country and abroad. So we're poisoning Americans and poisoning foreigners. And I understand the industry is being subsidized by our government.
Yeah, that's right, by us ourselves. I would say that we have to see that we have to see them as adversaries, as individuals, as humans, and as people who have families. We have to see McDonald's. I'm picking on McDonald's, but there's, you know, I'm using them as an icon, as an adversary, don't we? Coke, Keebler, General Mills.
Yeah, yeah. I we're having a fun conversation, you and I, And so I can look out on my wall. I was at a art show, and the artist has little pictures on one montage or collage of Steak and Shake, Dairy Queen, In-N-Out Burger, McDonald's, White Castle, Whataburger, Arby's, Dunkin' Donuts, Kentucky
Fried
Chicken.
Exactly.
You know, it's like
a rogues gallery. It's a rogues rogues gallery.
And so it's out there, and their commercials are rampant. I watch less and less TV, and have opportunities to run through commercials, and I'll see, oh no, that commercial again. My God, you know, we're putting this poison.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I would definitely want to talk about that. There's so much more I want to talk to you about, but we only have a couple minutes. Real quick, the Power Five, it just came out in June. Is that right? The Power Five?
It's been out a couple years.
Oh, it's been out a while.
Yeah, just to get my little plug in, I also published, and it's available on Amazon, a book called The Geriatrics Handbook. I published that with a colleague of mine that I'm really proud of. But let's talk about the Power of Five.
And what are the what are the five? Yeah, what are the Power
Five? Manage your sweets, manage your stress, get more sleep, sweat, which is exercise, and sex. Sex, which is interaction, socialization, connections. And the reason why I mentioned that one and I focus on it is because the opposite of that intimate relationship is loneliness. And that's a health hazard. That's that health hazard that shortens our lives. It's the equivalent of having borderline diabetes and being obese. And smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So you choose that when you have loneliness, it's like you're still not taking care of your health. And we need to come up with ways in our society to encourage interaction with other people and overcoming that. And you know, that's kind of what I added to my life in my retirement. And I say that to the people that I've interacted with. I said, let's be friends. Let's have lunch once a week or once a month.
Love it.
And let's get together. I'll drop Denver again in my conversation. One of my college buddies from my freshman year has returned to Denver and has been a resident since we finished college. We got together while I was out in Breckenridge.
Nice.
We met for lunch, and it was like we were buddies from our freshman year.
Doc, we're out of time. Doc, can you hang on the line? I want to get you back on, if that's okay. Do you mind hanging on?
Sure, sure.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much for being on the Bright Side, Dr. Bernstein. David Bernstein,
it's a pleasure.
Great talking to you. The Power of Five is the book, and also I've got some good news and bad news. You're old. And that's Dr. David Bernstein, his website, power5life.com. That's all the time we have for this evening. Thanks for listening, friends. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.